Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wendy's Big Show, the day before opening day at Miller Park. It's a beautiful thing. It's 57 degrees outside, little slight wind.
It's
perfect big man weather. I got the shorts on. I got the long sleeve that just gives you a little bit warmth that you need just to keep the bite out of the wind a little bit. But, oh, is it beautiful out. I can't wait for tomorrow. I might be sick tomorrow, so
I had
just
a
so you know.
Jacket. I got a sweatshirt on. I wanted to have a T-shirt on. I was cold.
Huh? I
don't know what you're talking about.
Well, he got the influenza B.
I was cold. I got what?
The influenza B.
Don't no test, influenza. Test
you
negative.
Don't have it.
No, I told you. No, I tested
congrats.
Negative. No, if I would have had it, they wouldn't let me come back to work till Thursday.
Yeah, because what's running around in your house?
Influenza A.
Hey, yeah. I mean, yeah. That's well, B, you downgrade a little bit.
But I told the doctor that he's like, you probably have it. So then we did the test, and I don't. It's just some type of viral thing.
Well, that's probably offshoot of the influenza.
Offshoot.
I don't know, but I don't want to have influenza. I'm good.
Yeah, you got that B because.
Offshoot, one of your favorite rappers, Leroy?
Offshoot.
Did he just die yesterday?
Who was that?
It's supposed to be a joke of Offset.
Oh, yeah. I love Offset.
Yeah.
I don't know about Offset.
One of the Migos.
Yeah. Love Offset.
I got a Migo.
And Cardi B. I love that couple. One of my favorite couples. My other favorite couple is Russell Wilson and Ciara.
That's platinum right there, right?
And then Gabrielle Union and
Dwayne Wade.
They just got their new Gatorade commercial.
Amazing.
Gabrielle Union and D Wade.
I like
their reality show they had. That's, it was really
And they got a new baby, too.
Yeah. Now, did she have a baby or somebody else had it?
It don't matter.
I'm just asking you a question. I don't care. I know it don't matter.
It was surrogate type stuff.
That's what it was, type stuff? Because you're going to do that, right?
No, I'm going to do it old-fashioned way.
Aren't you too old?
You said that. Hey, man.
Did you see? Leroy looks at Gary, leans back in the chair and goes, I'm going to do it the old-fashioned way.
Yeah.
Like he would have done so.
Oh, kids are out of school. I'm done with this conversation.
Like he going to do so. He going to do it. Damn.
Child, please. I got 7 children right now, man.
How many?
7.
Sam? Yep. How many are you trying to have?
I only like 2. So,
what?
You're trying to have 2 more?
I want to have 1 more.
Okay.
But I only like 2 of the 7.
Oh.
Leroy is my favorite, of course.
Of course.
I thought parents don't have favorites.
Danielle?
Who said that?
Parents say it all
they
the time.
They got no guts to say it.
See, I agree with you. I think parents do have favorites.
Oh, I got favorites.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I am the favorite.
Yeah.
Don't bring home a guy with a tattoo on his face with gold teeth
and
dreadlocks and smell like a tree, don't do that. But they do it anyway. I don't like them kind. No, I don't like it. I don't like you.
Makes sense. If you set a standard and they ignore it.
The lower than mine, like 350, you can't come in my house.
So
hey, why don't you work, sir? Hey, man, I'm between jobs. You stay between jobs. Get on one of them. Stop it. I'll have Sheila have you get a job at Witness, cuz it ain't trying to work.
You can pack some biggie bags and make some money.
And to boot, because she's not listening, but she may have the radio.com app, she let him try on my Super Bowl ring.
Oh.
Oh, what?
You lucky she didn't walk out with that.
Lucky he didn't walk out with it. You're right about that.
It's safe to say that relationship did not work out.
Daddy, he's out of the picture.
Yeah, Daddy, you was right.
Yeah.
I know I was right.
Yeah. Right. Now she got a truck driver. I make my 80 grand a year, man. Now you ain't got to be calling me.
Oh, so you're looking for your phone to stop ringing?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
The 2 I like never call.
That's what you, yeah.
Unless
Leroy, you don't need to call.
Say it's being bad or something.
Yeah, right, Leroy don't need to call.
Just give it about 5 years, he'll start calling for something.
Yeah, that's my guy.
Yeah, because Holly will be in 5 years.
Let me see now.
13?
He just turned 8. Yeah, 13. Yeah.
You have a phone yet?
No, not yet.
No, he ain't got no phone.
That kid ain't going to get it.
He used mine.
He ain't gonna get in trouble.
No. Once you put a cell phone in someone's hand, that's when it happens.
He is very spoiled and entitled. All my kids are. And that's my fault. I spoil all the kids.
Well,
all my guys.
How dare you?
All of them. I love kids. Every kid out there. Yeah. I'll be I love kids. I do.
You're supposed to, Leroy.
I never tell them no if I got it.
Right.
If you're doing good, though.
Right.
But if you're like the young man that Gary said to talk back to Izzo, now you can't get a car, okay? No, you just can't because you're not respecting your authority.
Yeah, you got to respect it.
You got to respect teachers, police.
Coaches,
yeah. People who don't get paid a lot of money. Don't degrade them because they'll have a
radio payment. Hosts, yeah.
Nah, they can treat you however they want.
Oh, okay. All right.
But Jackson comes, he's respectful to you. He doesn't say anything. Because normally I thought he wasn't going to speak to you because he likes Rami.
Yeah, he does.
But he's nice. He say hi.
He saw him this weekend. Had dinner with him.
Most of the time, kids just look at me and then run the other way.
Because you're so big, you know? Well, you're 6'4", right?
Yeah.
See, I look at you like, whoa.
You still in it?
What?
Still in the what?
Three bills.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm still well in there. Yeah, I'm still well on that spectrum.
Wait, you've been losing weight?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm down like 32 pounds.
Nice.
Like
that. Can't tell.
He looks good.
No.
I tell him like once a week he looks slimmer.
Really?
Yeah. Anthony's my motivating factor.
A lot of water.
I love Anthony. Anthony's great.
His jaw's
Did you know I'm naming a sandwich after Anthony?
What?
He has his own sandwich coming out. Dead serious.
Uh-oh. Can we get the ingredients to this sandwich?
I may break that at 5 o'clock.
You're going to have to go to pickandsave.com when the recipe goes.
Break it at 5:35.
Yeah. Break it at 5:35.
5:35 okay. will be your ingredients.
Okay. Well, later.
I'm dead serious.
I still think you're lying.
That's
okay.
Mandela's going to be famous.
Anthony Mandela getting an own sandwich. I thought you had to be 300 pounds to get your own sandwich.
What's going to happen? I'm going to go into Pick and Save. I'm going to order my sandwich. They're going to be like, who are you?
Then the guy called in and said the lady didn't know me at Pick and Save.
Who's this guy?
I haven't been $2.99 since I was like in eighth grade. Sparky,
we're gonna lose it together.
Sparked off.
Eighth grade? No, you're lying. Making that up.
No,
like,
probably
you're like a sophomore, junior year.
Probably junior year of high school.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I buy that. Junior year of high school, sure.
But you're a football guy. We need guys like you.
Right? Yeah, somebody had to be fat.
No, not fat. PHAT.
Sorry, big bone.
We need left tackle and right tackle to be big. Yeah, you got to be big. Everybody can't be small.
Don't use the other word.
Steve, no matter how much he eats, he's going to be 135. I hate people like that.
What is the most you've ever worn? Wait.
Probably 150.
Before I trained for that marathon, I was 158.
Yeah,
that's the biggest.
Yeah, he got up
there. And
that is a little bit thick.
And you can ask Gary.
That is a little thick.
I could ask Gary. I told Gary, I said, dude, I don't feel comfortable at all. Like, I need to do something. And then went on the air and said I was going to run a marathon. And Gary and Josh and Rami all laughed at me and said,
every
dude, as much alcohol as you drink, as much fast food as you eat, you have no chance of running anything. And sure enough, it turned out to be great. And now I'm really good friends with Karina, who trained us. And Gary became friends and trained with her.
She's very nice.
Karina's awesome.
But Gary looks fantastic, though.
I'd like to go train with her. I'm not running any marathons.
I'm gonna like Gary.
Yeah, I just dropped 5 more pounds. I'm down to 200.
Don't give your weight. Just say you're down.
I'm down.
Yeah, there you go. He looks very
good. I can't give his weight for. He's in good shape.
Because they don't put people in your business.
This dude takes more gym selfies than millennials. Yeah. He can tell us what his weight is.
Don't do it. Don't you as
215?
As my best man, I'm telling you not to do it.
I'm higher than huh?
As your best man, you being my best man at my wedding, don't do it.
I won't do it.
He looks fantastic.
I just want to know when you get the LL Cool J abs that you said you were going to get.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen.
He's
I'm working on
that.
That
was the goal.
No, you're putting in the work, Bill.
No, I'm putting in the work.
You're putting in the work, because the other day he pulled his shirt up. Remember?
Yeah,
in front of, he likes to take his shirt.
Whenever he does that, I kind of just leave the room.
You know what I got to go
get? He did it in front of everybody.
I got to go get
his shirt up.
I got to, if anybody won't, I need to get that. I got to get that liposuction or whatever right
there. You don't need that.
Yeah.
How much do you think they could take off this keg that I got here?
A couple.
Because I got a quarter barrel that I rock around with just about every day.
Don't do that, cuz.
When you go to open, you're going to opening. You're not going to opening day, right?
Sit back down.
You're not going to opening.
I might be sick tomorrow. Yeah, I might be gone. I don't know.
That's fine. HR still.
Yeah,
sit on back down.
You shouldn't sit there with HRs in the building. Sit there after 5.
There used to be people that used to work here, Leroy. They don't work here anymore. But there used to be managers that used to work here. They would send out an email and said, I'm going to be sick tomorrow, so if you need anything, find me today. I swear to God.
Yeah. Like
company-wide email. Boom. I'm going to be sick tomorrow. Send me an email if you need anything. They no longer work here. They have management in other positions in town. But I swear to God. That's used that.
See, I don't know how y'all sick days and stuff work for y'all full-time people, but tomorrow I know a lot of people are going to be off. I get that, but I wouldn't just broadcast.
Well, tomorrow's for amateurs.
Oh, definitely. It's definitely amateur hour.
Amateur hour tomorrow. Leroy, we're protecting that. We did that for like 4 or 5 years.
What do you mean, amateurs?
Opening day. It's amateurs. Folks, bodies laying everywhere, man.
I've gone 13 the last 14 years. I'm going to miss bodies, next year.
Bodies everywhere.
Missed this year for the first time, and I think 5. So it's all right.
You can quit.
Okay. No, I can't.
No, you just got the job.
I just got the job. I actually really like this job.
Student loans keep calling it. You got to pay that student loan, cuz.
Mandela said he's got first row tickets for you if you really want to go.
That's funny, because I actually just silenced my phone for
maybe front row in the terrace level.
Oh, really? Okay, that works. I can burn off some calories on the way up there.
Yeah. Hey, when the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Every time the Bucks win, you have 24 hours to go to any participating Wendy's to get either a free small chili or a free junior bacon cheeseburger with the purchase of a medium drink. And because they won last night, take advantage of that today. And when you get that free small chili or free junior bacon cheeseburger, tweet me a picture of yourself eating it over at Wendy's. That delicious, delicious food. Five folks at Wendy's want to see everybody take advantage of this great deal they have. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's.
Vegas has the Brewers at 87.5. The Wendy's Big Show win totals next. Big Show on the Fan. Opening day tomorrow for the Milwaukee Brewers at Miller Park, a 96-win team with one extra, 163 last year it took to lock up the NL Central against the Chicago Cubs. Leroy Butler is
You don't have to say tomorrow. Just say tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
You
don't need to be wasting all of them.
I'm trying to pronunciate. I just had my meeting with the boss. Yeah,
don't try to be so smart on this show.
Well, I apologize. I'm just trying to follow through.
Yeah.
96 wins last year for the Milwaukee Brewers. Morrow, they'll open up against the St. Louis Cardinals. Yelich Seen on the bump. He's the number one. I'm not going to call him the ace, Sparky, because people get mad. People get mad in this town when you call somebody who's not a top 10 pitcher in the league an ace. So
really?
He's not an ace, but he's the Brewers' number one starting pitcher.
So you can't even use it. He's your ace? You can't even do that?
Yeah, all I'm saying.
I don't think he's the most talented pitcher in the rotation.
Yeah,
but he's the most accomplished
that.
For one last year.
You know that.
Yeah.
He put
Corbin
it in work.
Burns, Brandon Woodruff, Freddie Peralta, and my man Zach Davies, the bat boy rounding it out, and the five are the starting rotation.
You like Thames and Davies?
I love Zach Davies, man. He's such a nice dude. He's just one of those guys that, like, I always know
like
I can
he's
go over.
Years old.
Right, yeah. And like, the best part is Zach Davies, he looks like he's 13 years old, but he'll still turn somebody down for an interview when he doesn't want to do it. So that's what I respect. If you don't want to do it.
So he likes guys that don't want to do interviews with you?
No, I like it when you just tell me that you don't want to do it. Like, if I went up to
Zach. Be honest with you.
Right. If
Instead
I went
of
up
Bill at, Belichick?
Yes. I go up to Zach. I'm like, hey, man, you got a couple of minutes? You know, man, I'm really just not feeling it today. Okay, cool. Sounds good.
But he'll
it.
Do it another day.
Then he'll do it another day.
Where Thames just blew you off the entire spot.
Yes. Yeah, he just goes, oh, yeah, sure, and then walks away.
Right.
So.
Whoops. Yeah.
Leroy, how many wins are the Brewers going to have this year?
Well, last year I want to be consistent. Last year I thought they'd win 90 games. Okay. And this year the team is pretty much the same, which is I think is a positive, because when you add the Grandals and some of these other people, you don't have any frontline pitching that people got excited about. That may pull people back a little bit and say that maybe you won so many games because the Cubs were just having an off year with injuries or whatever. And you have to take into account that you lost your pitching coach, all of that. And you have to look at some of the additions. You have to also look at maybe some people may be down on it because you don't know what Corbin Burns and Peralta and this line. You don't know what these guys are. Now, we locally, of course, hope these guys do well. But some of these guys got to pitch over their head these first 25 games. And some Steve talked about the first, 20, 25 games, it's going to be hard for you, whatever. With that being said, I'm going to stay consistent. I think they're one of the most talented teams. I think they have the best GM that's doing the best. Although, I will say this. Some of the injuries.
There he goes.
As Gary takes off his shirt, it distracts Leroy Butler. Hey, shiny things.
Well, I will say this. The Jeffers, Knable injuries is concerning. I would say that. I really do. Because I think that if you're ahead and you're going to rely so much on Hader, it could be an issue because he'll be pitching too much. Then where do you go from there? Because as soon as Hader's out there, it's a wrap. But you can only use him so many times. So I'm going to go with 90 games.
Mark Simon is going to join us weekly Wednesdays at 3:48 during the baseball season.
Simon said.
From Sports Info Solutions. He's going to give us what the sabermetrics and the numbers will tell you
that
the Brewers will be projected out to win. Everybody has their own projections. Pecota had him at like 90 wins.
Who did?
Pecota, it's a baseball prospectus, sabermetrics way of saying things. It also said the Cubs would win like 79 and finish in last place in the division. Mm-hmm. But Sparky, for you, your win total for the Milwaukee Brewers in 2019, following up a championship season of 2018.
One game away.
96 last year?
96 wins last year.
And to be honest, they could have won 100. I can think of 15 games they should have won that just gave away.
I'll say 92 wins this year.
Okay. That get them into...
96 just seems like a big, big number.
What does 92 wins get you?
Division or wild card?
Okay.
Division or wild card? I don't think anybody... Well, maybe I'll be wrong. But I don't think anybody's going to win more than 95 games in this division.
It's going to be tough.
This division's pretty tough. I mean, between Milwaukee, St. Louis, Chicago, an improved red squad, Pittsburgh, whatever they do. I think that's a big deal. Then the other thing I think is the East is going to be pretty good. Over there, you're going to deal with all those teams. There aren't any gimme teams anymore in the East. So, well, Marlins, I guess. But, I mean, for the most part, there's not that many gimme games. I mean, Atlanta's going to be legit. I know Washington doesn't have Bryce Harper.
It is going to be legit.
But that rotation's pretty stacked. So, you got to worry about Washington. And then Philadelphia, obviously, adding what they've added. Mm-hmm. So, all three of those teams, when you face them in road and away series, those are going to be tough series. Then you've got the Rockies. Can't count the Rockies out. They're going to be tough. And then Arizona, San Francisco. Don't really know. I don't think San Francisco will be very good, but Arizona has a chance to maybe be a playoff team. And then obviously the Dodgers. We all know what the Dodgers are. So I just think the National League's really tough. So I just don't see how anybody in this division, at least, is going to go win 95, 96 games. I just don't think that's going to happen. I think 90, 92 games probably wins this division.
That division is much, much better and much more improved, especially when you look at the fourth place team last year, Gary, the Pittsburgh Pirates, who arguably have the best rotation in the division, finished at 82 wins above 500. What's your projection for the Milwaukee Brewers in 2019?
Just very nervous about the pitching staff as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody is. Maybe everybody should be. And that's a little concerning. I think if you look at this team last year, I think Craig Counsell pushed all the buttons and everything came up roses, basically. I mean, he was on point with his lineup. I mean, he was on point with guys who was hitting. I mean, they were hot. I mean, and so... You'd ask for all that stuff to happen again. God, I'm feeling more like 89.
Okay. That's still close to a playoff roster, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm feeling more like 89. It just can it all go right again? Because that's what you're doing. You mean right away.
Absolutely.
Up front, right away up front here, you're rolling the dice. If you want to play my cut from Craig Counsell?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure Steve heard it. I mean, he tells you right away up front that they're rolling the dice. I mean, it's a
– And you got to be okay with it.
Dare I say it's a dicey situation what they're dealing with, I mean, straight up front. And it should be cause for concern.
We have to be, like, okay with some uncertainty there and know that maybe we can find even better answers through uncertainty. I think that's how it kind of played out, I thought, last April, really.
Talking about his bullpen and the injuries they have out there.
Yeah, no, Steve.
I don't know if he doesn't know necessarily.
Hold on. Just play it again. Just one more time. Play. Steve, listen to all the hesitations in his voice. Just listen.
We have to be, like, okay with some uncertainty there and know that maybe we can find even better answers through uncertainty. I think that's how it kind of played out, I thought, last April, really.
So he's saying last April, Corey Knebel got hurt. We didn't really know how it was going to work.
Didn't know.
But there's a difference. The difference is last year, remember, I was sitting here advocating for Matt Albers, and everybody told me I was nuts.
No, you were.
Matt Albers got the closer job, did well, got hurt, and then sucked when he came back, right? So now this year we come into spring, and they go, Matt Albers, you have the job. And I was like, man, you should have to earn that job considering how bad you were after that injury, but that's not how it works in baseball.
No.
So, okay, fine, you have the job. So now through spring, he did earn that job. Whether he was given it or not, he's pitched well. And I think he's going to be the closer in April to start things off. And then you're going to have Jeffers come back middle of the end of the month. He's going to go to the eighth inning. Hader's going to pitch the sixth and the seventh. Now, if Albers flames out and is horrible, then they're going to be in some trouble. Because then they don't have, I don't think, a real plan B to somebody else who can come into that role. Because you don't want to mess with Hader in his role. Seventh, sixth, seventh, eighth inning guy.
Let it go.
I don't really want to put Jeffers back in the closer role. Nope. I like him in the eighth inning. So all you got to do, and it's not as simple as it sounds, so is find somebody to pitch a damn ninth inning.
And that's what I'm saying. It's uncertainty. That's what he's talking about.
Is he saying anything that David Stearns knows, Steve?
Stearns knows. They talk like five times a day.
They do.
Trust me, but they're on the same page.
What we think, though.
He's telling David.
He may know, but we don't know. What do you think he's telling?
Yesterday, Stern said there was a possibility this roster won't look the same by the time they have to turn in rosters at 11 a.m. tomorrow.
Well, that's what he said yesterday.
Right.
Okay.
So he left it open. He didn't say this is what we got.
We got that somewhere?
Council said, to keep people quiet.
So you got that sound?
I saw the quote.
Oh, there's a quote.
Yesterday.
Okay.
But council pretty much said the same thing yesterday. So this roster may not be the same.
So something's going to happen between now and then.
Could be a trade. Could be Kimbrel. Who knows?
What time they play tomorrow?
11 a.m. the roster has to be.
Well, Kimbrel can't even play tomorrow. No way.
Well, he'll be ready.
Well, if he's on
April,
the roster, he can be. Don't know how good of a shape he's in or if he can go.
Play tomorrow, cuz.
He'll be there in a month.
What's your projected win total for the Milwaukee Brewers in 2019? 414-799-1250.
I feel like 89, cuz.
That's good.
I like all of your guys' projections.
I agree with Steve.
I really, really like all of your projections.
I don't think there's going to be a runaway winner in this thing.
I sure hope you guys are right. I know they're right over at Young Express.
Yeah, they are all right over at Young Express. When the economy booming, Young Express is expanding in all departments, which magnifies the need to increase their independent contractor base, especially with local drivers. We're talking about becoming a successful transporter of expedited freight. What does that mean? Well, it means you pick stuff up at point A, drop stuff off at point B. Call back to dispatch, they tell you where to go next. And as a local driver, and that's what they're looking for, full-time independent contractors that can drive locally, you stay within 250 miles of Milwaukee, no crazy long routes. Plus, you get to sleep in your own bed each and every night versus those guys that drive regionally or nationwide where maybe you're sleeping in your own vehicle to save some cash or maybe you're sleeping in a motel or a hotel. Here in this situation, you're back in your own bed at your house each and every night. 99% no-touch freight, not breaking your back, moving stuff, you're using a forklift instead. Beautiful. Minimal investment in your own vehicle. Looking for cargo vans, sprinter vans, tractor trailers? Young Express will provide you all the training necessary for you to become a successful transporter of expedited freight. If you've ever thought about becoming your own boss, running your own business, now is the time. That's what you're going to be doing. You're going to be working with Young Express, not for Young Express, using them to make you a bunch of money. That's what we're talking about. Full-time independent contractors that want to drive locally, join the Young Express team today. You can find them at youngexpress.com. That's JUNGExpress.com. Young Express, success drives them.
Sparky, Gary, and Leroy all gave their projected win totals. Mine and yours next on The Fan. Wendy's Big Show back on The Fan. Mark Simon of Sports Info Solutions joins us about 7-8 minutes. He'll give you what the numbers will say the Brewers win total will be, but what do you say? 414-799-1250. Dexter dialed that out on the north side. He's next on The Fan. What's going on, Dexter?
Hey, thank you for taking my call. And I got a 100 victories.
Nice.
And 62 loss. Mm-hmm. And I'm guaranteeing a World Series championship.
Now, what you basing this off of, Dexter? Other than being a homer,
the starting pitching is going to be a lot better than people think. Our three young guys going to remind us of the Atlanta Braves back in the day.
Uh oh.
Watch.
Wow. Okay.
Corbin Burns going to win Cy Young if Craig allow him to pitch the way he's supposed to.
Appreciate the call. 100 wins and a World Series title.
Who's Cy Young?
He said Corbin Burns can win a Cy Young award if Craig Counsell allows him to pitch the way he should with the innings and allows him to go deep enough into games and he can pitch the way he should.
In the break, when we went to commercials, we were talking, and me and Baby Tosh, I said, I think two of those young guys could win 14 games. And Baby Tosh, what did you say when I said that?
I said they do that, they're going to win 100 games.
I didn't say Cy Young.
No.
But I said 14 games. So, with that being said, Baby Tosh, co-host of the post-game show with the franchise, Tim Allen and Jeff Orlovsky, and Baby Tosh and Tim will all be doing some combination of those three will be on the shows throughout the entire baseball season this year. First post-game show meets a big show tomorrow here, so everybody will be together with Tim Allen. That's always a good time, a lot of yelling and screaming. So, Baby Tosh, baseball guy, guy that's on the show representing the post-game show with the franchise, Mr. Positivity, Tim Allen. What's your prediction, Tim?
I thought I was going to be done with the sunshine and rainbows when I wasn't with Tim, but you guys are... I'm praying that you guys are right.
Come on.
I don't see this team winning more than 85 games at this moment. The way that it's stacked up right now, they got three dudes that two of them, they've never pitched a full season in the big leagues as a starting pitcher.
Yep.
Freddy Peralta still has trouble locating. He's only 23 years old. I like Corbin Burns. I love Brandon Woodruff. But there's a development at the major league level that you got to go with. And as well, they're doing this all with a new catcher. Doing it all with a new pitching coach, a new hitting coach, a new bullpen coach.
A lot of uncertainty.
There's a lot of turnover for a team that won 96 games, and it feels like, to an extent, there wasn't enough supplemented in with that. It just feels like with the division continually getting better, you're going to have to deal with Paul Goldschmidt, who hits like 475 against the Brewers every time he sees them with the Diamondbacks. You're going to see that guy 19 times with the St. Louis Cardinals now. You already have to deal with a rotation. The Pittsburgh Pirates are projected to be the worst team in the division, and they have by far the best starting rotation in the division. Cincinnati Reds can still put up a whole bunch of runs. I know the Scooter Jeanette injury is going to
dampen theirs, but
can you stop for a second?
Just hold on a second. Just 1 second.
They're just going to get beat up.
Just hold on. So I understand you think the Cardinals are good, and you think the Cubs are good.
The Cubs are really good.
Okay, that's fine. So we all thought this last year with the Cubs, that didn't work out, and that pitching staff didn't get any younger this year. They're just another year older, liable to be injured and broken down, all that other stuff. They all stay healthy, they're going to be very tough. Okay, we all agree. But this Brewers team, and specifically, why do you think they only went 8-4? Is it just because of the lack of experience in the starting rotation? Is that the biggest thing? Offensively, do you have concerns there?
I have major question about Ben Gamel taking over as the fourth outfielder. You're going to see him making 30, 40, 45 starts, depending on however much Ryan Braun can play.
Possibly.
Yep. You're losing something defensively with Moustakas at second base. You have a major question still with Orlando Arcia if he plays offensively like he did all of last year.
But how good was Travis Shaw at second base? All he's got to do is be average.
He only had
Billy.
Two errors.
All he's got to do is be average.
In the last 2.5 months of the year, he only had two errors.
This is good because Mark Simon's coming up, Sports Info Solutions. And we're going to talk to him about, because he's advanced stats guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I warned him, he knows, Gary, that this show isn't exactly based on advanced stats.
No,
it's not something we do. So
we
I said, now code. Beware, doing this all year, you're going to be educating us and teaching us on all your stuff
for sure.
That you have. But he wanted to talk about Moustakas at second base and then about their shifting and how that really helps the Brewers and Moustakas at second. So maybe he can quell that fear that you have.
I pray he can.
Slow down a little bit and get you on the other side of that.
Steve, I sure hope he can, man.
Nothing will help.
Because I am, I'm still, and you brought up the Cub team. They won 95 games last year with Chris Bryant, the reigning MVP, hitting .250 and playing in like 90 games. And they paid $27 million for Yu Darvish to make four starts and get
very
arm
tough.
Fatigue all year.
I get that. But I don't know if Gary and Leroy saw this. They are so in their own head. They went and met with all these players all offseason and everything else. So now, instead of telling you when the starting lineup comes out, now these players on this team, because they're nuts, I want to know when I'm playing in what game of the series before the series starts. So I want to know the Sunday lineup before we start the series on Thursday or Friday.
Yeah, that's stupid.
They have gone beyond. Then do you know what else they're doing? He's going through the schedule, Madden, and is circling potential trap games. And we're going to try extra hard in these potential trap games so we don't lose these games that are potential trap games. They are so in their own head right now. It's crazy. Like, I was reading this offseason stuff last week about all these changes they're making. These guys are screwed up mentally. They're
so
all
much of that,
up.
And so much of that comes from the top with Theo Epstein already seeing the writing on the wall that could be the exact same thing that happened in Boston. He made a bunch of free agent signings that didn't work, all over $100 million, and they bankrupt the team. They weren't able to have any flexibility.
They won a World Series that worked. Talk to any Cubs fan.
Not with Yu Darvish, though.
Talk to any Cubs fan. Well, it's only year one. But talk to any Cubs fan. And Joe Maddon's a lame duck manager. So he's really going to be pushing it to try and get an extension, keep his job going forward. So you have that as well down there. That's what I say. I mean, I get talent-wise how much talent they got in Chicago. I just don't know if they're going to put it all together because it seems like they're really in their own head.
Let's grab quickly Steve in Waukesha before Mark Simon
Steve.
Of Sports Info Solutions.
Hey, happy Wednesday, guys.
How you doing, Steve?
Hey, I predict they're going to win 92 games.
Okay.
I think they will make it They'll be the first wild card, make it to the NLDS, and lose to the Phillies in six.
Okay.
The way the roster is constructed right now.
Appreciate the call.
Thanks a lot, Steve.
Appreciate the call.
That'd be still a fun ride. I would love to get Tim's prediction.
We'll get that tomorrow.
Talk to him tomorrow.
Yeah, he'll be here tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll get that tomorrow.
He doesn't make predictions anymore.
Well, we'll push
him.
He doesn't do number predictions.
I told him he can't come in here tomorrow unless he gives us a prediction.
We need to know, man.
He's going to predict they're going to play all 162. That's going to be his prediction.
Well, then I'm going to punch him in the face.
He's kind of right because it's a pennant season for him every year, right?
Right. Championship season.
Well, this should be a pennant race season. That's why Mark Antanasio opened the purse strings and paid as much money as he did for this team to go to the World Series. And we'll see if they're able to do it. I'm praying they do. Mark Simon of Sports Info Solutions joins us next. Talk baseball. He's going to join us each week, 3:48 on Wednesdays during the baseball season. Give us an analytics look and educate us. We're going to become smarter baseball fans. That's what's going to be a lot of fun on the Wendy's Big Show on The Fan. Big Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, and the radio.com app. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Leroy Butler, Gary Yellerson, Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, and right now joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline from Sports Info Solutions. He'll join us each week at this time, 3:48 on Wednesdays. It's Mark Simon of Sports Info Solutions. Mark, appreciate the time, man. Excited to have you aboard on the Wendy's Big Show.
Hi, glad to talk to you. When last we spoke, I believe I was singing the praises of Yasmani Grandal's defensive work.
You were, and we were arguing about pass balls and all that fun stuff. And the season's about to start. Everybody's excited to see about Yasmani Grandal. So I'm looking forward to having you on every Wednesday throughout the baseball season because, as I told you, and I'm sure you're well aware by now, this is not the most advanced stats show in the whole wide world. With Gary Ellerson, the former Packer, Leroy Butler, the former Packer, myself, and then Billy Schmidt, Baby Tausch. So you're going to educate us throughout the year. And before you came on, we were making our predictions, and Billy was concerned about Mike Moustakas at second base defensively and how that would impact this Brewers baseball team. How do you view that change from Moustakas?
So I look at the track record that Craig Counsell has defensively, both as a player and as a manager. And if you look at the Brewers in the 4 years that he's been their manager, they've been in the top 3-4 teams in the National League in our advanced defensive stat, which we call defensive run save, every one of those seasons. He had the second-best defensive team in baseball last season. I just feel like I could trust him. And the idea, he's a couple of things that I liked. He's going into it willingly. He has said he's willing to give it a shot. If it doesn't work, they have someone playing third base who they know can play second base if they have to. And I have a feeling because of the way that baseball works now and the savviness that different teams have, that you might see a lot of situations where Moustakas and Shaw switch places when the ball is more apt to be hit maybe Moustakas' way, so they can put Shaw in better position to make plays, and maybe Arcia too, which they kind of do with the shift where they move him over to the right side of the infield.
Mark. Mark, when you look into how they move the infield around and you have a guy like Orlando Arcia who, you know, is borderline gold glove quality, I know he's going to make up for some of those situations, but just how good has he been defensively to keep his bat in the lineup when all last year outside of the playoffs is very, very subpar?
Yeah, I would say he's good enough. It's very hard with shortstops and center fielders because everybody thinks that their guy is the best guy. And the difference between Orlando Arcia and the best guy is probably pretty small, I mean, other than maybe Andrelton Simmons being significantly better, the second best guy and Arcia. But Arcia might be like 12th. But it's not like don't think of that as like a harsh 12th.
Mm-hmm.
Think of that as, boy, there's a lot of really good guys that could all fit in here. And they could be and interchangeable pretty much over the course of the year.
You know, we're also discussing this pitching rotation with the pitching staff as a whole, and I think that has a lot of people maybe in a little influx with the Brewers because they were so good with it last year. But you look at them this year, there's a lot of question marks there already with the season starting.
Yeah, no kidding. It's tough when you have Ulysses Chastain as your ace because he's not a guy who's going to dominate. Now, there are times where Peralta can certainly dominate, and I think they feel that Burns and Woodruff can be those kind of guys. It's challenging, but you have the right kind of team for those guys because you have a lot of guys that can catch the ball and catch the ball really well. And the other thing that you've got is a catcher who's going to help bring those guys along in Grandal, who is going to turn a guy who strikes out, say, 7 a game into a guy who strikes out 8 a game. And he's going to be able to do that for a bunch of guys. And he's going to make the pitchers look better, maybe even a little better than they actually are.
Okay, let's talk about Chastain for a little bit here because he's technically the number one starter in the rotation for the Brewers. So last year, I guess I'm not buying into that. He can do this year what he did last year again. How much of this last year's success had to do with luck as much as it had to do with skill?
I think it had a lot to do with a really good defensive team. When you have a team that is the second best defensive team in baseball and you have an outfielder like Kane and a guy like Yelich who can go back and get it, you're going to take guys that should have had 4 and change ERAs, and they're going to be 3.5 ERA guys like he was last season. And again, I don't think there's reason to worry about that because you bring back a lot of the same people and you bring back a better catcher. I think that he'd be hard-pressed to be better than he was last season. I don't know that he's going to be that much worse. I think he could drop a little bit, but I think with the defense and the catcher, I think they'll keep him afloat.
Talking with Mark Simon of Sports Info Solutions. He's going to join us all throughout the baseball season right here Wednesdays 3:48 and talk baseball and the sabermetrics analytics of it. You spoke, Mark, how difficult it is to necessarily quantify how good center fielders are and the value of a center fielder, but it's difficult not to understand just how good defensively and how many runs saved Lorenzo Cain had in center field for the Brewers last year.
It is really impressive. And to make the play where he's turning an impossible play into a catch. And what he did last year that made him much more valuable than he had necessarily been in the past was he threw a lot of guys out on the bases too, and he kept guys from taking the extra base on hits. That was something that had hurt him a year ago, and it seemed pretty clear that he worked to be better at that, and the results paid off. He was one of the best in baseball at that last season.
Yeah, I have a question I always want to think. I'm a big Arcia
guy.
That's
why we got him on here for you to ask
questions. Because you're the perfect guy for this. Now, a guy like Arcia that doesn't bat overly well, okay, but he saves runs. I mean, is that a good offset for a guy, and because Stearns is an analytics guy when he came over from Houston, so is that a good enough reason to play him, or you want a guy whose batting average is more close to 300, but every now and then and let a ball get past him?
Yeah, all right. So there are a number of ways that you can look at that.
Yeah.
I think that you would certainly rather have the superstar shortstop than him. You'd want to have, like you were talking the Astros, you'd want to have a Correa, you'd want to have Tulowitzki in his prime, Trevor Story, things like that you would want to have. But when you get to kind of that next tier, if you have the guy that can go deep in the hole between short and third and make the play and all that potential hits, that guy's got a lot of value. That guy's going to have to play over the course of a season, win games. And if he hits 250 with 7 home runs, you kind of have to live with it, I guess. And I know that I was reading up last night to prepare to talk to you guys, and I know that Craig Counsell loves Arcia. And I would say that, I go back to the idea, trust the guy that got you to 97 wins last year, 98 wins.
All right, let's talk about predictions here. Before you came on, we were making our predictions for the Brewers. How do you see this division stacking up and for the Milwaukee Brewers themselves?
It was the very first thing I did when I prepped for you guys was I wrote down, I said, let me go gut instinct first, and I write down a number. And I wrote down 84, and I felt like that in a division where the Cardinals got markedly better and the Cubs pretty much stood in place and the Reds got a little better. I don't think the Reds are better than the Brewers. I think the Cardinals are definitely better than the Brewers. And I think the race between the Cubs and the Brewers is pretty close. I think the Brewers could have it swing their way with good health and with maybe the addition of a left-handed starter who gets a lot of ground balls, who's still out there as a free
agent.
Like
a Dallas Keuchel, you're saying, Mark.
Yeah, exactly. I think that would... that would be worth 2 to 3 wins for the team over and above what they would already project to have. And it would just give them a sense of security that they're going for it this year rather than maybe taking a step back.
Mark,
I think they're in the hunt for the wild card.
Mark, when you talk about wins above replacement and that WAR number where you just said, you know, Dallas Keuchel could give you 2 or 3 more wins, this is one of the best parts about for our listeners is having somebody on here that does this every single day. What quantifies in for wins above replacement for a position player?
All right. So I when I try and explain this, especially to players and athletes, I tell them, don't worry about the above replacement stuff. We'll get to that. I tell them, think of it as offense plus defense plus base running and the total value of that ball is bringing in all of those things. And we're interested, okay, is Paul DeJong better than Orlando Arcia? Is Christian Yelich more valuable than Orlando Arcia? The replacement player thing is, it's there kind of because it has to be, but when we're talking about it, me to you guys, I think just think of it in terms of who would I rather have when I put everything together and judge them on the same scale, depending on the position they play, offense plus defense plus base running. And that will kind of make it easier for you to grasp it. Again, it's very simple. Who would always ask yourself, who would you rather have?
That's understandable. I'd always rather have Lorenzo Cain.
And while we have you on, I've got to make sure we promote the Sports Information Solutions Football Rookie Handbook. We just had Matt on last week, who was put in charge of putting that whole thing together leading up to the NFL draft. It's a huge, thick book. And what I love best about it is it really gets in-depth onto a certain position and then all the different attributes that you have to play, say, edge rusher in the NFL, and it has a numbering scale of how they do at each and every one. I think that's really what separates it from the rest of the books.
I know nothing about college football other than to tell you that Quinnen Williams is the best defensive player in this year's draft.
There you go. Alabama.
Yeah.
Roll Tide.
That's
Roll
it. Tide. Mark, we appreciate it, man. I look forward to talking to you every single week this time, and we're going to become much more knowledgeable baseball fans because of the work you guys do over at Sports Info Solutions. Appreciate it, my man.
Thank you, guys.
That's Mark Simon of Sports Info Solutions on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline once again every single week, Wednesdays, 3:48 here on The Big Show. Mark is going to help educate us about watching baseball and understanding the new stuff. Like, I know people talk about not liking that OPS is on the scoreboard at Miller Park.
Yep.
Mark's going to help us understand what OPS means and make it a little bit more mainstream, because that's what we like to do. We like to make it easier for you.
And you're going to have to really convince a bunch of old guys on this show that it makes sense. That's his job. I mean, his job is to sell Gary and Leroy into buying into all this stuff. He's got like 6 months to do it.
Well, I'll help you guys,
too.
I don't
want to fall asleep.
Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
But that is true, because numbers will put you to sleep, baby.
It will.
And that's why people lose interest in them.
Sure. I understand, and hey,
well, not everybody.
I'm not,
you can
I'm
give me some numbers that make
numbers
anybody feel good.
They make me feel dumb.
Yeah, no. It'll be fun to have him on, though.
But he's going to help us. And right there, the cool thing about Mark is he gives you more of an understanding of how the number comes about. I think that's more of understanding.
That's a big
understanding what the number means instead of just saying, oh, it's a 3.2 RBA.
Right.
Huh? Exactly. Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM, exactly. The Fan. Nobody's falling asleep during the Wendy's Big Show. I can tell you that much because there's 2 more hours rolling on next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.